Good morning. It's May 14th, and welcome to Doing Life, Daily Devotions for Finding Peace in Stressful Times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Ironically, today's topic is audible books. You're never too old, too wacky, too wild to pick up a book and read to a child. My absolute earliest memory as a child is sitting on the basement stairs watching the moving man place the washer and dryer in our little Cape Cod cottage in Chappaqua, New York. I was 4. I know, not a gripping tale, but factual nonetheless. But there is a flood of much warmer memories that came shortly after that, with one or the other of my mom or dad sitting on the edge of my bed reading to me at night. Mostly I remember stories from the original A.A. Milne, Winnie the Pooh books, such as When We Were Very Young, Winnie the Pooh, The House at Pooh Corner, and Now We Are 6. Published in the mid-20s, my grandparents had read them to my parents when they were very young as well. Other favorites were Waddy Piper's The Little Engine That Could and Rudyard Kipling's The Jungle Books. Also stories my parents remember from the early 30s. My children were introduced to these same stories in the early 90s, and now my grandchildren are learning them in the new century. Most of you will be able to think back to your own childhood and remember what it was like to be read to. There is a comfort, a warmth, a security, almost as cheesy as it sounds, a fuzzy glow that surrounds those memories. If you have your own children who are now at least adolescents, you should have no trouble at least remembering when you read to them. Admittedly, my kids might have those memories interrupted with visions of Dad frequently falling asleep in mid-sentence long before they achieve dreamland themselves. That feeling you remember, that sense of wonder at the story and comfort from the nearness of a loving parent, is what makes you want to repeat the sensation generation after generation. There is something special about being read to. I am addicted to reading and have been from an early age. I was raised by other bookophiles, and they instilled in my brother and me an intense love of reading the written word. But when you are read to, it is a different experience. That part of your intellect that must work to interpret the written word is now put to rest, and another part of your brain performs a similar but different task on the audible word. All of this is to say that hearing a story read to you is just a very different experience from reading it yourself. The reader puts their own interpretation inflections into it, much as a musician does when playing from a score. And if that reader is someone who loves you unconditionally like your parent, then the experience takes on multiple levels of significance. I bet you see where this is going, too. There are multiple ways for you to hear the greatest story ever told, audibly. And I promise you, if you've never tried it, the experience is totally different from reading it yourself. The Bible is the revealed word of God to the believer. That means that it represents an inspired message from the one who created you, the one who loves you unconditionally and eternally. Listening to the Bible read in a voice that you enjoy and appreciate is a beautiful experience that can augment both your desire to go through the Bible and to augment your understanding. Recognizing that the voice you hear reading is really reciting the contents of a love letter from God to you can make you feel the same as you felt curled up in your pajamas, resting in the crook of your father's arm as he revealed a whole fantastic world to you right before you went to sleep. You can download the Audible app to your iOS device, of course, and hear virtually any translation of the Bible read to you, just as you can the vast majority of Kindle books available from Amazon. Hint, try The Dutch House, read by Tom Hanks. Alternatively, you can listen to Daily Audio Bible, another app which you can download to your iPhone or iPad or computer and have the reader take you through the Bible in a year. There are many, many other platforms to choose from if you simply search online. Reading aloud to your child, or to any child, is one of the very most valuable, loving, and enjoyable gifts you can give. Let your Father in heaven have a shot at the same thing. You'll be glad you did. If you cannot read all your books, fondle them. Peer into them. Let them fall open where they will. Read out loud from the first sentence that arrests the eye. Set them back on the shelves with your own hands. Arrange them on your own plan so that if you do not know what is in them, you at least know where they are. Let them be your friends. Let them, at any rate, be your acquaintances. Winston Churchill. Vocabulary and coherent sentences can't be downloaded onto paper unless they've first been uploaded to the head. by reading or being read to, Jim Trelease. Fairy tales do not tell children that dragons exist. Children already know dragons exist. Fairy tales tell them that dragons can be defeated. G.K. Chesterton. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you saw fit to tell us your story, and to do it in a love letter just for us. Let us remember the Bible's intent before we make the mistake of neglecting to hear what you have to say. Just like our angst in a movie when the love letter that would make all the difference gets lost or worse is purposefully unread, we ask your Spirit to nudge us so that we will make the effort to curl up in the crook of your arm and let you read to us. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.